The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Tisha B'Av, the Bein HaMatzorim, the days preceding Tisha B'Av, this is the time which has been set aside by our sages to be misavel, to mourn for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, the Malchus Beis David, the kingship of David, and the Golus Me'arsenu, that we are exiled from our land, and on all of the tzoras which has come to us during the period of this long Golus, the Golus Edom, at the hands of the Umas HaRishoy, of the many, many wicked nations. Understandably, the Shoroshe HaDvorim, the origin, the source of what we're misavel for, is the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael. I would like to spend this evening studying a bit as to what is the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Masechta Yuma, excuse me, on that Nun Gimel Amud Beis, states, Mishanitl Oren, Evan Hoyes Hashem Mimeis Nevim Rishayim. In the Kotze HaKadoshim, the most sanctified part of the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Oren, the Ark. In the Oren was the Luches HaBris, the tablets, first tablets, the second tablets, the Sefer Torah, which Moshe wrote. And beneath it was a stone. And that stone was located, this place was located during the days of the Navim of David and Shmuel, Rashi tells us. B'shesia ha'isa nikres. And it was called Shesia. Giveya mina oret shleis etzbos. Va'aleo haya no saint. It came above the earth the height of three fingers, and on this stone the Oren was placed. Why was it called Shesia? Shesia means to weave. The Gemara brings and that Nun Dalet Amud Beis Tano Shemimeno Husheseis Olam Tenan Kimandomar Mitzion Nivra Olam. We learned in the Braiso that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he first created this rock, and from this rock he wove around it the rest of the world. This goes in accordance to the opinion that from Tzion, from Eretz Yisrael, the creation of the world began. Tzion nivreis tchilo, usfivo nidvaku rekovim, at sefer olam mikol tzad, Rashi says. The beginning of the creation took place at this rock in Tzion. And from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added all around the rock until the entire world was created. We see from here that Sion, and in particular the Kodesh HaKadoshi, was the Sheirish, the actual Sheirish, the actual source of the physical world, the beginning of the physical world. Further, we see. Excuse me, I forgot to bring my label. Can you write? at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, which begins Bereshis Bara Lekim Eis Hashomayim Veis Haoretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. Rashi brings Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Lo Hayetzorech Lahaskel Asatore Ela Mechidish Hazel Lochem Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna Shenitztavu Bo Yisrael. Actually, the Torah should not have begun here, because the Torah is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a book of commandments. It's not an historical work. So why does it begin telling us about the creation of the world? Ma'atam posach bebereishis. Because, as it states in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Aleph, Keach Maisov Higid La'ama Eleis Loseis Lehem Nachles Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell his nation of what he has done in order that he can give them the land of the nations. Because later on, when he would give them Eretz Yisrael, and he would have to take it away from the seven nations that dwelled there, he did not want the world to come and say, Listim atem, that Yisrael are ganovim, they are thieves, because kivashtem arzei shivas hagoyim, they went and they captured the land which belonged to seven other nations. Therefore, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu lay down in the Torah that the world is mine. Bereishis Bara Elokim. I have created the world. Therefore, I can take and give to whomever I want. Now, what do we see from here? 2 points. Firstly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to give Eretz Yisrael to his chosen nation at the very beginning of the creation of the world. Secondly, that this plan influenced the entire writing of the Torah, influenced and changed the writing of the Torah. Because Lulei Zos, if not for this, then the Torah would have began much later, Achidish Hazel Lochem, by the first mitzvah. But because he had in mind the giving of Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael, this influenced and changed the entire writing of the Torah, that it should begin at Bereishis Bara Elokim. We see again the paramount role that Eretz Yisrael plays. We go a little further, also in Parshas Bereishis, in Perek Beis, Posuk Zayin, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam Ofra Min HaAdam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man from the dust of the earth. Rashi brings, from where did he create him? From which dust? Dovarachel notel afora mimokum shenemar bei mizbeach adoma taseli. He took from the earth from which the mizbeach, the altar and the Beis HaMikdash, was to be made from. That's the earth which he used to form Adam HaRishon, the first man. Halavaitei kapora v'yuchal amayid. Why did he choose this earth? Because the Mizbeach, the altar, comes to be machaper, to atone. And he created man with a built-in power of atonement. From Adam HaRishon, from the first man, came all of men. Again, we see the paramount importance of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Milas Yerushalayim, the greatness of Yerushalayim, was known from the earliest times. Even before the Ovis, the patriarchs. Noah had a son by the name of Shem. Shem was a tzaddik. He was a great righteous person. The Torah tells us in Parshas Lech Lecho that when there was a war between the five kings and the four kings, and Abraham went to intervene because of his nephew Lot, and he helped the five kings to win the war, it states in Perek Yud Daled, Posuk Yud Ches, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholeim, Malki Tzedek, who was the king of Sholeim, Hotzi Lechem V'Yoyim, he brought out bread and wine for Avraham, V'hu Kohen L'Kel Elyon, and he was a priest to the Almighty God. V'yivorechehu V'yemar, Boruch Avraham L'Kel Elyon Kenei Shomayim V'Oretz, and he gave a brocha to Avram. Now, who was Malki Tzedek? He was the king of Sholem. Where was Sholem? And why did he bring out bread and wine? Medrash tells us this was Shem, Malki Tzedek. It states, was Shem ben Neach, Boyador b'Yushalayim. This was Shem, the righteous son of Noach. And he chose to dwell in Yerushalayim. Vohoyo Malkei. And he was the king of Yerushalayim. This was long before Yaakov, Shvatim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vikore Ir Sholem. Why does it say he was the king of Sholem? Because that is the name which he gave to Yerushalayim. It had no name yet. He called it Sholem. Unkeles on this posuk writes Malki Tzedek Malko Dirushalayim, the king of Yerushalayim. Why did he bring out bread and wine? Remez ala manoches valanasochim shiakrivu shom bonov. He wanted to imply to Avraham that one day your seed will bring here bread and wine. The bread will be the meal offerings, the manoches, the yain, the wine will be the nesochim, the liquid offerings that will be brought on the Mizbeach here in Yerushalayim. Go a little further in Parshas Vayera, Chof Beis Beis. Hashem came to test Avraham with the greatest of the 10 tests that he would give him. Vayemen ished kachna es bincha es yechidcha asher after Yitzchok. Take your son, your only son, which you love, Yitzchok. Velech lecha el eretz amoriyo. And go to the land of Moriah. Ba'aleihu shom le'ola alachad ha'orim asherim areilecho. And offer him up for a sacrifice on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. He told him to go to the land of Moriah. Where is the land of Moriah? Rashi brings from the Midrash. Eretz HaMoriah, Yerushalayim. This was Yerushalayim. He told him to go to Yerushalayim. Why is it called Moriah? Two reasons. One reason is Shemishom Heiro Yotze Li Yisrael. Because from there, Heiro, instruction in the Torah, will go out from there to Yisrael. As it states, Ki mitzion teitzei sora, from Zion shall go out Torah. There we learn that the Sanhedrin Hagdola, the great court, was built on Har HaMoriah. It was built on the Migdosh, the compound of the Migdosh. Another reason Unkelis brings, Al Shem Avedis Hakteris, Yesh Bor Mor Nerd Bishar Psomim. Moriah comes from the word Mor. Mor was one of the incense, because incense there would be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that the test that was given to Abraham to offer his son, this was in Yerushalayim, in the place of the Migdosh. At the end of the parasha in Vayera, it states that Vayikra Avraham Shem Amoka Mahu Hashem Yireh. After he offered his son, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, Avraham called this place Hashem Yireh. It is the place where Hashem will be seen. Hashem Yomer Hayim Bahar Hashem Yireh. Because people will say that on that day we can see Hashem. Rashi brings, Lefi Pshutai, what does this mean? Hashem Yivchar V'yireh Le'as Amokam Hazeh L'Hashbrish B'Yishchinosei U'L'Hakriv Kan Korbonis. This is the place where Hashem will choose to be seen. He will choose this as his place, L'Hashbrish Chinosei, where he will dwell, and others will bring sacrifices to him. This means it will be the place where there will be the Riyas HaShchina, where we will see the Shechina, and there will be the Divuk. There will be the bond between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash brings on this Pasuk, Medrash Rabba, Perek Nun Vav, Pasuk Tes, Os Tes Zayin, Avraham Kora Isai Yireh. Avraham called Yerushalayim Yireh. Shenemar Veikra Avraham Shem Amoka Mahu Hashem Yireh. Hashem Yireh. Shem Kora Isai Shalem. Shem, the son of Noach, he called this place Shalem, as it states to Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, if I will call this city Yireh, kishem shekora yisei Avraham, like Avraham did, shem odom tzadik Misraim. So then shem, the son of Odom, will have complaints against me. Vimkerani, I say, Sholem, and if I will call it Sholem, like Avraham, then Avraham Odim Tzadik, Avraham who such a tzadik, will have complaints. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a dilemma. Should he call it Yireh, or should he call it Sholem? Hareni Kera Yisei Yerushalayim. And therefore he made a combination between the two words, and he called it Yerushalayim, or Targum is Yerushalayim. Ivri, Lashon Ivri, it's Yerushalayim. Kimei Shekoru Shnehem, Yireh Shalem, Yerushalayim. The name of Yerushalayim, therefore, was named by two great giants. Shem ben Neach, Shem the son of Neach, and Abraham. And this was the place where Abraham was tested to bring his son. And this was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, Ato yodati, now I know ki yirei elokim ato, that you fear Hashem velechosachtes binchas yechidcho mimen, and you have not withheld your only son from me. And this was the place where Abraham was given all of the blessings, kivarei chavarechecho viharba arbe zaracho, that you shall surely be blessed and your children will be multiplied, kikech v'ashomayim, like the stars of the heaven, v'chachol ashir asfaseyom, and like the sands of the sea, v'yirash za'acha eshar evav, and you shall inherit, your children shall inherit the gates of their enemies. We'll go a little further. In next parashas, Chayesorah, Perechov Dalet, Pasuk Samech Gimel. After Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, returned from his journey to Abraham's original home, and he brought back with him Rivka, who was the prospective bride for Yitzchak, and he was bringing her back. It states, Vayitzchok bo mi boi be'alachai, v'u yeshe beretz ha-negev, v'yetze Yitzchok lasuach basode lifneis orev. Yitzchok went out into the field, lasuach. Lasuach means to speak. And it was as the day was coming to an end. The Chazal say, Shom tikein tfilas mincha. Yitzchok was davening mincha. He was the one who originated this tefillah. Vayisa eina vayar v'hine gemalim boim. And he lifted his eyes, and there were camels coming. Vatisa Rivka seineho. And Rivka lifted her eyes. Vateres Yitzchok. And she saw Yitzchok. The Chazal tell us in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Peches, this Sode, this field, was Har HaMoriah. It was the place of the Migdosh, the place of the base, where the Beis HaMigdosh would be. There is where Yitzchok was Tikein Tfilas Mincha. He originated the Tfil of Mincha. And this is where Yitzchok and Rivka first met and saw each other. And it was from this, the union of Yitzchok and Rivka, that was to come Yaakov. Yaakov was to become the most perfect of all men, like we are currently learning today in Masechet Chulin, in Peragira Noshe, that Tzurase Chokuk Al Kisei HaKovod. The image of Yaakov was hewn out on the throne of Hashem. We can go a little further. A few parshas later in Parshas Vayetze, Chof Ches, Posuk Yetze, Vayreshis Chof Ches, Posuk Tes Zayin, and Posuk Yud Zayin. Yaakov had run away from Esav, and he went to the yeshivas of Shem Ve'Ever to study there for 14 years. And now he was continuing his journey to the house of Lavan, to look for a bride. And he came to a place, it became dark, and he went to sleep. And he had a dream. He had the dream of the ladder. Ladder going from the earth to the heavens. Malochim olim v'yodim, and there are angels going up and down. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him and gave him brochas. He said that I will give to your seed this land which you are sleeping on, and I will guard you. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosai, Yaakov got up from his sleep. Vayemen, he said, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this place, v'anech le'yadoti, and I didn't even know. Had I known, I wouldn't have slept here. Vayira vayomar, and he trembled and he feared and he said, Maneira ha'mokam hazeh. How fearful is this place? Ein zeh ki im beis elokim. This is the house of Hashem, v'zeh shar ha'shomayim. And these are the gates to heaven. Where was this place? The Gemara tells us also. This was the Mokom HaMikdash, the place of the Mikdash, and Har HaMoriah. And Rashi brings, what does it mean, Shar HaShomayim? These are the gates to heaven. Rashi tells us, Medroshai shebeis HaMikdash shel mala mechuvin keneged beis HaMikdash shel mato. The Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one in the heavens, just like we have one on this earth. And actually, it's at this spot that the two worlds join. So the gateway to the heavens is through the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo, the upper Beis HaMikdash. And that's exactly over the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, the lower Beis HaMikdash. And this is what Yaakov understood. This was the latter. So he said, Ein zeh, zeh shar ha-shomayim. He said, this is Beis HaLakim. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. And from here is the gate into the heavens. The Gemara Psochim and the Peches says as follows. In Yeshayahu Beis Vaholchu Amim Rabim V'omru Lechu V'nale El Har Hashem El Beis Elekei Yaakov. Many nations will say, let us go up. This is in the time of the Melech HaMashiach. Let us go up to the Har Hashem, to the Mount of Hashem, to the Beis Elekei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov, the God of Jacob. Ask the Gemara, why does it say to the house of the God of Yaakov? Elei Yaakov, Elei Elekei Avraham Yitzchok. And it's not to the house of the God of Avraham Yitzchok. Elelei Avraham Shekosev Behar Shenemar Hashem Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yiroeh. Avraham called this place a mountain, like Hashem referred to it, Har HaMoriah. And Avraham said, Behar Hashem. He called it the mountain of Hashem. That's what he called the place of the Mikdash. Yitzchok called it a soder, a field. Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basoder. Yitzchok went out into the field to daven, to pray. Yaakov called it a bayis, a house, a home. Shekoru bayis shenema vayikra eshem amoka mahu beis el. He called it a house of God. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Beis HaMikdash. He calls it a bais. Zu beisi, beis tfilosi, l'chol amim. He calls it not like Avraham and not like Yitzchok, but like Yaakov. The Medrash brought, that I brought before, states that when Shem lived in Yerushalayim, and the name of the city was Sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had built for himself a sukkah there to dwell in. Shem was so great that he was able to be made the Shekhinah, to bring the Shekhinah down into this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a dwelling place for himself in Yerushalayim. But it was a sukkah. Abraham made it a mountain for Hashem. Yitzchak made it into a field for Hashem. Yaakov made it into a bais, a home for Hashem. That's why it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher Beholchu Amim Rabim, the nations will go up and they will say, Nale El Har Hashem, we will go to the Mount Hashem, El Beis Elekei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. Because it was finally Yaakov that brought the Shechina totally into Yerushalayim as a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zu Beisi, this is my home. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perikei Halacha Aleph and Beis. He brings Harabais. What is Harabais? We have a section in Yerushalayim which is known as Harabais. The fact is the Kotel Hamarovi is the outer western wall of the Harabais. What is it? Hu Haramoriyo. The section which is known as Harabais, that would be from the Kotel inward. That compound is what is known as Har HaMoriah. What was Har HaMoriah? Who Har HaMoriah? Hoye chomesh meyes amo al chomesh meyes amo. Hoye mukav choma. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a total wall surrounding that area, and there was an area of 500 amos by 500 amos. Amo would approximately be, I would assume, something like 2/3 of a meter. This was 500 amos by 500 amos. V'chamishi she'orim hoyuloi. And this compound, on this compound, was the whole area of the Beis HaMikdash and everything which surrounded it. And there were five gates. Echod min Amarov, Echod min Amizroch, one from the west and one from the east, Echod min Atzofen, and one from the north, Ushnai min Adorim, and two from the south. And then as you went in, and it wasn't built al Amishor, it wasn't built level, but you were going up the mountain, Amigdush Kula Lohoya b'Mishor, Ela b'Maila Ho'or. It was going upward. You would come in from the east, and you would go upwards towards the west. And there were outer areas and outer courts. And the further you would go inward, the closer you would come to the actual Azorah, to the actual Mikdosh, to the actual Kodesh HaKdosh. Then the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach was in the Azorah, that was in the courtyard. Mekeimeh Mechuvim B'Yeser. Its place had to be with the utmost exactness. Be'Mushani Neseimim Keimeh La'Olam. And never must we change the place of the Mizbeach, of the altar. Why? Because Shnemazze Mizbeach La'Eilel Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is the place of the Mizbeach. It was on this place that Abraham offered and bound Yitzchok. Shenemar, as it states, v'lech lecho el eretz ha-Moriah. And it was on this place that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Bahar HaMoriah, which David assigned. Hechin b'mokum David v'geirin Arnon Ayavusi, from what he brought from Arnon Ayavusi. U'meseiris b'yad hakol, and we have a meseiris, we have a Kabbalah, that in the place where David and Shlomo built the Mizbeach, hu ha'mokim shebonah bei Avraham Mizbeach v'okar olav Yitzchok. This was the place where Avraham built his Mizbeach, his altar, and he bound Yitzchok. Behu amokam, and this was the place, Shebona by Neach, Kishiyotza min Ateva. When Noah came out of the boat, after the great flood, it states he built an altar to sacrifice to Hashem. This was the place. And it states that even before them, Kain vehevel, the sons of Adam Arishon, the first man, made offerings to Hashem. They built an altar. This is exactly where they built it. And also we have, by tradition, that this is the place when Adam was created. He sacrificed to Hashem. He also built an altar here. Umishom Nivro. And further, this is the place where Adam was created. Omru Chachomim Adam Mimokem Kaporose Nivro. Sages say that Adam, man, was created from the same place where he will have his atonement. So we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he started the world with a rock, and he started to build around that rock, and that rock served as the place of the Orem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when he created man, he took him from the dust, which was to become the place of the Mizbeach, of the altar in the Beis HaMikdash. And when Adam built an altar to sacrifice to Hashem, this is where he built it. And the same with his sons Cain v'Hevel. And the same with Noach when he came out of the ark after the great flood. And when Abraham was told to go and to sacrifice his son Yitzchok, this is the same place. He built his altar and bound Yitzchok. And when David HaMelech instructed Shlomo on where to build the Mizbeach, it was also in this place. Therefore, Mekeme Mechuvin B'Yesef, therefore its place has to be at the ultimate of exactness, Vein Mishani Neshem Mekeme La'elom, and we must never change its place. Now what is, or what constitutes, the excellence, the uniqueness, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash? It's true that it's an Eretz Tova Me'od Me'od, the Torah tells us. It's a very, very good land. It's a land that's full of valleys and mountains and mayones and springs of water. And it's an Eretz Zovas Cholevud Vash, a flowing milk and honey. And it was because of this, and it's the most beautiful land in the world during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And because of this, it states that all of the 31 kings, nations that the 31 kings that dwelled in Eretz Yisrael during the time of Yeshua, even though there were only seven nations there, it states that there wasn't a king in the world that did not make a summer palace in Eretz Yisrael because of its beauty. So this is all true. But this is rather a polyetze. This is rather an outgrowth, an effect, not a cause. That is not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Eretz Yisrael. And that is not what makes it so special. And that is not why he gave it to Bnei Yisrael. But the excellence and the uniqueness of the land stands on the uniqueness of its Kedusha, the Chazal say. It's called Eretz HaKedusha, Eretz HaKodesh and its sanctity. It's the Mekeme Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's HaKodesh Baruch Hu's place. VaHashem Sheichem B'Tzion. HaKodesh Baruch Hu has chosen to dwell there. And this is why he called his sanctuary by the names of Mishkan and Mikdosh. Mm-hmm. Mishkan means to dwell, Shochein v'shochanti b'seichom, that I might dwell amongst you. And Mikdosh means it becomes sanctified this way, because it lends itself to enormous sanctity, far more than any other place in the world. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell there. And because he dwells there, this gives the land even further sanctity. Mishkan, I dwell there. Mikdosh, it is Kodesh. It is elevated. It is sanctified. Rambam brings in Perek Vov of Beis HaBechira Halacha Tes Zayin, there's a discussion in the Gemara that there is many times the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is diminished when Klal Yisrael leaves the land. The Rambam says, though, this does not apply to the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim. V'lomani emer b'Mikdosh Yerushalayim. Why do I say that by the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim, this Kedusha, this sanctity, is not diminished? The Fishi Kedushas HaMikdosh Yerushalayim, because you have to understand what is the prime factor of the sanctity of the Mikdosh and Yerushalayim. He says that's because of the Shechina. U'Shechina Eina Betela. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place, and therefore it cannot be nullified. And therefore it states in the Torah, in Parshas Ekev, Yud Aleph Yud Beis, Kodesh Baruch Hu writes, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Deresh Yisro Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashona Vaad Achris Hashona. It is a land which Hashem seeks. He looks after it. His eyes are in the land, on this land, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The Chazal explained that all other lands he looks after, but in a secondary fashion. But this land, this he takes care of, because this is his dwelling place. By all other lands, it states he gives it over to a Sar. He has a Malach, an angel, which is appointed to look after every other land. But this land, he looks after himself. That's the explanation that states that kol mi shedor b'chutz la'oretz k'mi she'ein le'alekai. That anyone who dwells outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he's not in the presence of Hashem. What does it mean? How can someone be not in the presence of Hashem? He's in the presence of Hashem, but it's got to come through an emissary, because he's under the influence of the Malach who rules that land. under the influence of the angel that Hashem has chosen to rule all of the foreign lands. So he can only come to Hashem through that influence. Well, Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give over. That's his land where he dwells. Therefore, the Gemara explains in Masechta Seter, we see Moshe Rabbeinu. He has unfulfilled dream was to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara can't understand why. Why does he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Gemara says, why? We might have a hard time understanding that question, because if someone would give us a couple of tickets on an LL, we wouldn't say why. We would take it and go. The Gemara can't understand. Why is it that Moshe bothered so much with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should go on to Eretz Yisrael? This is the Gemara in Masechta Seter at the end of the first parak. Gemara says, Dorash Reb Samloi, Daf Yud Dalet, Seif Omer Aleph, Bipnei Man Yisav Moshe Rabbeinu Lekonis Le'Eretz Yisrael. What bothered Moshe so much that he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? V'chi lechol mipir Yehu Tzorech. He wanted to taste from its fruits. Elis Be'a Metuva. Or he wanted from its goodness to enjoy its luxuries. Now the explanation in the Gemara's question is because Moshe saw more in this world than anyone ever did. He saw all of the gates of wisdom and of Torah was open to him. Nothing was concealed from him. He went up all of the morim. He went up to Shemayim. He lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days and 40 nights. He says, Lechem le'achalti u'mayim le'shasisi. I didn't eat, I didn't drink. He saw the next world. He saw Olam Habo. He had tasted from all of the joys of this world that this world and the next world could give. So what did he need Eretz Yisrael for? V'chi le'achol bipirya, to eat from the fruits, or lizbea mituva. Why? This is what the Gemara is asking. Ponim el ponim, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face, ki ish l'rehu, like a man. He used to ask questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer them. Elakach omar Moshe. This is why he wanted to. Harbe mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael. Bein miskayomin ela be'eretz Yisrael. Ikonis ani, echnas ani la'oretz. Kedei shet yiskaimu kulan al yodai. There are many mitzvahs which can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe wanted to fulfill all of the mitzvahs. And I cannot fulfill them. Literally, hundreds of mitzvahs that Moshe had lacked. This is what he wanted Eretz Yisrael for. He wanted it for its kiddush. Mitzvahs yeseres. Nitnu l'Eretz Yisrael. Extra mitzvahs were given to Eretz Yisrael. Because of its kedushas or oretz, because of the sanctity of the place. And this he could not fulfill. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum atem mevakesh el lekabel schor, mala ani alecho ki la'asisem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. He says, I'll give you in the next world all of the reward that you would have had, even had you had fulfilled it. And this is why the Baral explains we have a Tamiya. We have a great wonder in Parshas Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham. In Lech Lecha Tesvov Posuk Dalet V'hinei Dvar Hashem Elov Leimor. Hashem came to Avraham and said, Lo Yirosh Chozer. Avraham was worried. He said, I have no children. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I am going to Altiro Avraham Ani Tzchor Chaharbe Miyayit. I'm going to give you reward. I'm going to make you wealthy. So Avraham said, good, but I'm not happy with it. Because who will inherit me? My servant. I have no children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. He took him outside and he said, look at the heavens. Count the stars. If you can count the stars of the heavens, that's as many children you'll have. What is at stake? Ehemin Bashem. Avraham believed him. Then it states, Vayim Elov, Hashem said to him, Ani Hashem asher etzi sicho me urkazdim loses locho esoretz azeis l'rishto. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Urkazdim to give you this land for your children. And Avraham said, Bamo eda ki irosheno. How do I know that I will possess this land? That's the very strong question. Hashem told Avraham, Schor Chahar Bemiyayit, I'm going to make you wealthy. Avraham believed. He then told him that I will give you, he had no children, I will give you as many children as there are stars in the heaven. Behemi, he believed. He then told him that I'm going to give to you and your children this land. He said, Bamea Edo, Ki Irushano. How do I know that I will possess the land? He says, Absurais Ha'esha. When he was told he would be wealthy, that was no problem. Absurais Ha'bonim. When he was told that he would have multitudes of children, Leisho Ha'le'es. He didn't ask for any proof. Absurais Ha'oretz. When he was told he would get the land, he and his children, Sho'al Le'es. He asked Hashem, give me some guarantee. It's a pella. It's a question. So the Maral explains, it's not a question. Avraham understood the land. He said, this land is not a land like the rest of the world. The rest of the world, you conquer a piece of land, you buy a piece of land, it's yours. And it's Yisrael, Yushalayim, the Migdosh, Yishchino. It's Eretz HaKdosha. It's elevated from the rest of the world. It's sanctified. Human beings cannot possess a land like this. Bamo eda ki irosheno. Give me a guarantee that my children will retain it. Now, Avraham, he was not the foolish one. He knew what he was doing. Osher wealth. That's not a great problem. Especially if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bonim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you children, he gives you children. But Eretz Yisrael, see, Avraham said he'll give us Eretz Yisrael. But what is our insurance? We will hold on to it. Because the nature of Eretz Yisrael is it's in its Kedusha. It's elevated from the rest of the world. It's where Adam HaRishon was created from, where the world was created from, where Avraham sacrificed from. What is our guarantee we can possess a land like this? And through this land, if we can possess it, we come to the greatest heights in the world. Because Torah can only be fulfilled in its totality in Eretz Yisrael, like we brought from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have there a pizmon Kama Mailis Tevis Lamokom Aleinu, where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us so many things, and we list off 15 different Mailis. Mailis are levels. He had given us 15 gifts. Each one is a further gift. And it starts with, he took us out of Egypt, he killed the firstborn, and so forth and so on. He gave us the Shabbos, he gave us the Mon. What are the last three? The last three was Shenosan Lonu Esa Torah, Vihiknisonu Le'eretz Yisrael, Ubonu Lonu Beisa Bechira. He gave us the Torah. Then there's a further Bible, a further level. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a further level. He gave us the Beis HaMikdosh. These are further levels, because Torah can be miskayem, if Torah can be fulfilled in its totality only there. Like Meshanu. Therefore he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the 15, the Baral explains, is a total cycle. We see this when Dovra Melech designed the Beis HaMikdosh, he designed it with 15 levels, 15 steps going up to the highest point. And he wrote the 15 Shir HaMalos, 15 chapters in Tehillim for this. And the reason for the 15 is because Klal Yisrael is compared is to the Lavona, to the moon. And the moon has a 15-day cycle. Starts on day one, and every day for 15 days until it becomes full. So we see that the highest levels in the world are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdosh. So this is the greatness that Eretz Yisrael can bring. And because of this, the Gemara says in Masech Debrochas, Daf Hei, Tanya Reb Shimon Menichoy Eimer, Gimel Matonis Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yisrael three gifts. V'kulam Leinitnu Elayi De'Yisuri. But all three were given only with great, they come with great difficulty. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Habo. That's because of their enormous levels. Now, we must understand that because of its enormous levels, Eretz Yisrael is not like other lands. Other lands that are not on that level can tolerate Aveiro. Eretz Yisrael cannot. This is why in many Aveiros in the Torah writes that the land cannot tolerate it. For example, Bishvichas Domim, last week's Parsha, in Parshas Maaseh, in Bamidbor Lamed Gimel, it states, when there is bloodshed in Eretz Yisrael, this will contaminate the land which you are in. Blood shed will contaminate the land. Asher ani You shall not bring impurity to the land which you are dwelling in, because I dwell there. I am Hashem that dwells amongst you. We find it by Avodah Zarah, by idolatry. Also in Parshas Maaseh, on Lamed Daled, Nun Aleph, it states, that when you go across the Yarden and you chase out the nations which live there, Vivadatem as called Maskyesum, you shall destroy all of their idols. Because if not, then they will be an obstacle to you, and you will start to commit idolatry. And then I will have to do to you what I have done to them and chase you out of the land. And we find by Gilui Arayos, when it comes to adultery and incest, it states in Achrei Meis, Perek Yud Ches Chov Daled, Al Tetamu Bechol Elu, you shall not cause yourselves to become impure in all of these. Ki Bechol Elu Nitma Agoyim Asher Ani Mishalech Mitneichem, because all of these abominations the nations have indulged in, which I am sending out of the land before you. And if you do, vatitmo oretz ve'efkei raveno aleo vatokiho oretz eshishpecho, and if you do, then the land will become contaminated, and the land will vomit out all of its dwellers. Ki es ve'leishokiho oretz eschem betamachem eisei kasher ko esagoy asher lifneichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be careful that the land shall not expel you out like it has done to the other lands. So we see Eretz Yisrael, because of its very nature, will not tolerate Averus, will not tolerate impurity or sin. And Hilta tells us in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Beis, we find the difference. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us five things. He gave us Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, and Malchus Beis David, the kingship. Then he gave us Torah, and he gave us Kuhuna. Those five. We find a great distinction between the first three and the second two. Shleisha Dvorim Nitnu Al Tanai. The first three were given conditionally. Eretz Yisrael, Beis Hamikdash, Malchus Beis David. Avos Torah, Ubrisei Shel Aaron. But Torah and the covenant of Aaron for Kuhuna, Leit Nitnu Al Tanai, was not given on condition. By Eretz Yisrael it states, Yishom Lachem. Eretz Yisrael it says, guard yourself. Lest you go astray and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become angry and drive you out. By Beis Hamikdash it states, Intelech b'chukaisai, if you will follow my commandments, then you will have your Beis Hamikdash. Malchus Beis David it states that imishmuru bonecho es brisi, if your children will follow my commandments, then they will follow to become kings after you. But by Torah was given outright. Torah tziva lona meisha, meirosha kila shakul. the Bris of Aaron, it states Bris Melech Olam. It's a covenant forever. So there's a great difference between the first three, that of Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Malchus Beis David, and Torah and Kohuna. Torah and Kohuna were given unconditionally. It can never be taken away from us. But the first three can. And this is why the Gemara says one has to be so careful in Eretz Yisrael. Because it states, "Ein edeim misha cheta chutz mi palten shel melech, ke misha cheta ben palten shel melech." You cannot compare one who sins outside of the palace of the king like someone who sins inside the palace of the king. The Gaon of Vilna Gaon, when he was writing his letter to his family, he was going to go to Eretz Yisrael and later bring them there. He said, teach the children very carefully. Teach them not to machlekes, lashon hara, saying lies, and so forth. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's paltim shel melech, it's the palace of the king. And one has to be very, very careful there. So this is the excellence of Eretz Yisrael and the Mikdosh. And this is its nature. And it's on this that we mishavel. We mourn for its loss, like the Gemara brings, because it was our averus that brought this to this great churban, to this great loss. What do we do? How do we bring back Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is not a land which is built on political strength. This we've seen historically. It's not built on military strength. This we've seen historically. It's not built on nationalism. This we've seen historically. The Chazal tell us, when we strengthen the power of the Shekhinah all over the world, this rebuilds Eretz Yisrael. For example, it states, Mishachora Beis HaMikdash Ein La HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Dal HaLamesh Shel HaLocha Bilvad. During the time when we were in Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled there, then he dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash. But when he went into Golus, when he went into exile, his home became the places where Torah is studied. This was his extension to his home. States that whoever strengthens the places of learning in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is strengthening the Shekhinah, is strengthening the Beis HaMikdash, and is helping to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Chofetz Chaim writes in a letter where he quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zeche Tzadik Lebracha, where Rabbi Yisrael said, someone who builds a Beis HaMedrash of Torah anywhere in the world, he says that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He's building up the Beis HaMikdash. He says someone who weakens a Beis HaMedrash anywhere in the Torah, he says that's Churban Beis HaMikdash. He is helping to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Gemara said in Megillah, Daf Chof Tes, that Rabbi Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, how fortunate is Israel, kol mokum shegolu shechina goli mohem, that wherever they went into exile, the same Shechina that was with them in the Beis HaMikdash went with them. Where did he go? He went into the Bote Kinesiais u'Bote Midroshes. He went into the places that were set aside for Tfilo and set aside for Torah. And this is the Pasuk in the Novi, Ve'ehi Lamigdosh Me'at. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that in the base, in Eretz Yisrael, I had the Migdosh HaGodol, I had the great sanctuary. Now I have the minor sanctuaries. That's where Jews gather to learn Torah and for tefillah. And by being mechazik, by strengthening them, they are strengthening the Migdosh HaGodol, the great base of Migdosh. Or, for example, the Gemara brings in Brochus and the Avava Merbeis. The Gemara says, Kol anene misudes choson v'kalo. If somebody brings joy to a choson and kalo, ki lobono churva achas mechurvas Yushalayim. It says he is helping to build up the ruins of Yushalayim. Why? It brings joy to a choson and kalo. You want to build up the ruins of Yushalayim. So you go to Yushalayim and you build up a ruin. What does it have to do with bringing simcha to a choson and kalo? The Maral explains, because Eretz Yisrael is not like other lands. You want to build up France, you want to build up England, then you have to go to France and build it up, and you have to go to England. But Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKadosh. You want to build up Eretz Yisrael, then you have to build up the Kedusha in the world. And that builds up Eretz Yisrael. You have to perfect the Kedusha of the world. And of the greatest perfections of the Kedusha of the world is the Zivug of Choson V'Kalo. Shleimus O'odom, the totality of man, is Ish V'Ishtoi, man and his wife. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells because of that Kedusha. States that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a letter from his name and gives it to the Ish and another to the Isha, and he dwells with them when they dwell in Shalom, in harmony. So therefore, someone who brings a Chosid and Kala together, what is he building? He's building Kedusha and Shechina. What is Yerushalayim? The Rambam says, Yerushalayim is the Shechina. So therefore, kol hamesamea choson v'kala, kol anene misudis choson v'kala umesamchei, harei hu beine churva aches mechuvas Yerushalayim. That is binyan Yerushalayim. Especially when churban Yerushalayim was because of the machlekes and the sinas chinam and the loshon hara, all of the strife that the Chazal tell us. To the contrary, the Gemara says at the end of Masechet Gittin that when heaven forbid there's a churban abayis, when a home is destroyed between a man and his wife, afa mizbeach meri dimes, the altar weeps, because the binyan of a home builds the Beis HaMikdash. The churban of a home brings churban to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not like we think that Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash can be possessed like a piece of land. This Abraham understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you'll have wealth, accepted it. You'll have children as many as the multitudes of the stars, he accepted it. Your children will have the land. He said, give me a guarantee. And it's not a land that can be lived in like other lands, or can be built up like other lands. But Eretz Yisrael is built in different manners by building and adding to the Kedushas HaOlam and to the Shekhinas Hashem. Just like the Gemara brings what caused the Churban, not Nebuchadnezzar, not Titus. The Churban was because we chased out the Shechina from Hashem. And therefore, Titus and Nebuchadnezzar were capable of coming to destroy. And that's why finally the Gemara says, again in Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol mi sheyesh bidayo, ki lo nivna beis hamikdash biyomav. A person that instills in himself deo. Deo is the highest level of Torah. Chochma bina v'das. A person that perfects himself, molds himself with Das HaTorah, it's Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov. He is rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So the Maral explains, because a man is very similar to the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Beis HaMikdash? What was the Mishkan? It was a structure made out of Eitzim Va'avonim, a structure which was built of physical material, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his presence in it. V'shochanti b'seichom. Osu l'migdosh v'shochanti b'seichom. What is man? Man is made out of physical material. Ofer mina adoma, he was made from the dust of the earth. Vayipach ba'apo of nishmas chayim. And Hashem placed in it his presence. So man also is a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash collapsed not because of a structural problem in the physical material, because then that could have been fixed. The Beis HaMikdash collapsed because the soul of the Beis HaMikdash was taken away, because we drove out the Shekhinah. And man collapses if the soul is driven away. And therefore, if man, yesh bo deya kol mi sheyesh b'deya, if man instills in himself the das of Torah, he brings the wisdom and the sanctity of Torah within himself, and he strengthens that spirit that's in him, then it's ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash biyomov. He is having a hand in rebuilding the beis hamikdash in his day, because he is bringing the Shechinas Hashem in himself, and this gives life to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is what we are mis'avel for. This is why we mourn. This was the highest level in the world. And during these times, we are obligated to try to instill in ourselves and to rectify as many as the shortcomings as possible that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And through this, Im Yitz Hashem, we should see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the return to Eretz Yisrael and the coming of the Melech HaMashiach b'Meirov Yomeinu. Amen.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.